KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school sports from last night, a game we had for you here on the radio. After a rough two games to start the week, the Atlantic boys basketball team needed a good outing to lift them up, and they got that last night with a 69-49 road win over St. Albert. Atlantic forced the Falcons into settling for a large number of outside shots and did a great job rebounding misses to limit chances. The Trojans did a terrific job of sharing the basketball on offense and made a number of great late passes to turn a good look into a great look. Skylar Hanlos dropped in 20 points to lead the scoring for the Trojans, with two others getting into double figures. Dayton Templeton finished with 14. Niall Peterson added 13. The Trojans improved to 8-11 on the season. They have two regular season games left before the playoffs start on the 24th. They found out yesterday their first-round sub-state game will be played against the Harlan Cyclones. That game will be at Glenwood on the 24th for a 6:30 start. It'll be the first half of a doubleheader. Glenwood faces Greene County in the nightcap. St. Albert falls to 7-14 on the season, and they are finished with their regular season schedule. They open up their Class 1A playoff run next Thursday at home against Riverside. You can hear from Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling coming up later this morning here at 8:30 on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Also, another high school basketball last night in boys play in the Hawkeye 10. It was Abraham Lincoln defeating Lewis Central 55-44. Glenwood topped Denison Schleswig 68-55, and Harlan was a 76-73 winner over Creston. In Rolling Valley play, Cam eked by Nottoway Valley 59-58. Exira EHK a 55-49 win over Woodward Academy. Also in Pride of Iowa action, it was Bedford over Stanton, 48-47. East Union beat Lenox, 63-52. And Martinsdale-St. Mary's, a 91-56 winner over Murray. In other scores, ADM over Boone, 67-39. Sergeant Bluff-Luton top Thomas Jefferson, 74-36. Westwood, 63-34 over Akron-Westfield. And Winterset, 70-62 over Ballard. And a girls' Hawkeye 10 action last night. It was Glenwood over Denison Schleswig, 74-46, and Lewis Central beat Abraham Lincoln, 53-38. In other scores, ADM over Boone, 56-45. Ballard beat Winterset, 43-28. And Carlisle, a 51-44 winner over Carroll. Let's look at your high school basketball scoreboard from last night. Class 2A and 3A teams will have the girls' postseason rolling on here this evening. And in Class 2A, it's regional first-round action here tonight. A couple of pigtail games in brackets. In Region 8, it's Tri-Center at Missouri Valley. That'll be a 5 o'clock start tonight. And then the other contest from the area will be Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute at Underwood. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off here this evening, both those games there in Region 8. In Class 3A, regional quarterfinal play tonight in Region 8. It'll be Atlantic hosting Clarinda. That's a 7:30 contest tonight. We'll have that one for you here on the radio. I'll have the call for you tonight here on KJN and audio streaming online as well on the website. 7:30 will be the tip time. We'll get pregame going about 7:15 here this evening for that one. Also in the Region 8 bracket, it's Shenandoah at Red Oak. That's a 5 o'clock tip tonight. Nevada is at West Marshall for a 5 o'clock game, and Clark is at Creston also for a 5 o'clock contest here this evening. Also on the high school front, district wrestling competition will take place across the state today in all classes. The top two wrestlers at each weight class advance on to the state tournament next Thursday through Saturday in Des Moines. Competition at all district sites getting underway at noon today. Atlantic is a host site in Class 2A, and we'll have live coverage of that action today for you here on KJAN. Jim Field and Josh Perkins will have the call here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, and online at KJAN.com. Atlantic Cam has seven wrestlers competing today. Easton O'Brien at 106, Abram Moore at 113, Ethan Fulman at 120, Joe Weaver at 126, Peyton Fuson at 170, Devin McKay at 195, and Kale Roller at 285. Many of the area Class 1A wrestlers will be competing at Underwood, with wrestlers from ACGC, AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Lenox, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, St. Albert, Trainer, Underwood, and West Central Valley all competing there at that site. And some of those wrestlers here from the area include, for ACGC, Carter Andreessen, Gage Butler, Seth Danker, Gunnar Larson, Dawson Muller, Cole Plowman, and Cale Rowley. For AHSTW, they will send out Leland Barr, Brady Kanata, Hayden Fisher, Gavin Fisher, Seth Kiesel, Denver Pauly, Jaden Rasmussen, and Joel Sampson. For Audubon, Javin Blatt and Luke Mazinski are competing today. Also for Griswold, Sam Olson will be out there. For Nottoway Valley, it's Austin Wilson, Elliot Cooney, along with Tyler Braheny and Ben Braheny. For Riverside, they send out Caden Hendricks, Nolan Moore, Jace Rose, and John Schroeder. For Southwest Valley, Caden Jacobs and Talon Myers. For St. Albert, John Helton and Cale McLaren. For Trainer, it's Carson Burhane, also Corey Coleman, Brock Fox, Mitch Lutz, and Logan Young. And for Underwood, they've got Stevie Barnes, Chris Gardner, Nick Hamilton, Logan James, Gable Porter, Niles Salazzo, and Nick Stevens, along with Blake Thompson and Zane Ziegler out there. And West Central Valley will have a host as well. Braden Bean, Cale Carl, Wesley Gano, Justin Garcia, Weston Pote, and West Sackett all competing there. That's some of those area wrestlers competing at that Underwood site there in 1A District 7 here today. Of course, a number of other area wrestlers competing at a few other locations spread out, and it'll determine who those state qualifiers are here today. Moving on then from wrestling into some other notes on the sporting front in college basketball, and the schedule coming up here today. The Iowa State Cyclones are at home to take on Texas. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off here this afternoon at Hilton Coliseum. In some other top 25 contests, top-ranked Baylor plays host to 14th-ranked West Virginia for a 3 o'clock tip here this afternoon. Also, third-ranked Kansas is home to face Oklahoma for an 11 o'clock start here this morning. Also in action today, it'll be Michigan State hosting 9th-ranked Maryland for a 5 o'clock contest here tonight. And it will also be in top 25 play. Rutgers hosting 22nd-ranked Illinois at 3:30. 23rd-ranked Creighton is at home to face DePaul here today for a 6:30 contest. 24th-ranked Texas Tech goes on the road to Oklahoma State for a noon tip. And that's a look at some of those matchups there from area conferences there in top 25 play here today. In the NBA, the All-Star Weekend tipped off in Chicago last night with the Rising Stars Challenge featuring the league's rookie and second-year players. Miles Bridges took game MVP honors while scoring 20 points on 8 of 12 shooting to send the U.S. to a 151-131 rout of the world. Bridges had the fans cheering late in the third quarter when he flipped the ball off the glass and jammed it home while the U.S. was taking control. He also had 5 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. Eric Pascal added 23 more for the U.S. while teammate Colin Sexton added 21. First overall pick Zion Williamson delighted the crowd with several thunderous dunks as well as 2 impressive misses in the closing minutes. Williamson attempted a 360 only to have it go flying off the rim. R.J. Barrett led the world team with 27 points. Brandon Clark scored 22. The showcase continues Saturday with a 3-point and slam dunk contest. In golf, Matt Kuchar will carry the lead heading into the third round of the PGA's Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He followed Thursday's 64 with a 269 that leaves him 9-under for the tournament. He's 2 shots of Harold Varner III, Rory McIlroy, and Wyndham Clark. And that's a look at some of the latest in sporting notes here for you on KJAN. Sports is brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.